6. Riddle and Wastelands. 1. All right, Roland said. Tell me his riddle.
What about all the people out there?
Eddie asked, pointing across the wide, pillared plaza of the cradle and toward the city beyond.
What can we do for them?
Nothing, Roland said. But it's still possible that we may be able to do something for ourselves. Now, what was the riddle? Eddie looked toward the streamlined shape of the mono.
He said we'd have to prime the pump to get him going, only his pump primes backward. Does it mean anything to you?
Roland thought it over carefully, then shook his head. He looked down at Jake. Any ideas, Jake?
Jake shook his head.
I don't even see a pump.
That's probably the easy part, Roland said. We say he and him instead of it and that because Blaine sounds like a living being, but he's still a machine. A sophisticated one, but a machine. He started his own engines, but it must take some sort of code or combination to open the gate and the train doors.
We better hurry up, Jake said nervously. It's got to be 2 or 3 minutes since he last talked to us, at least.
Don't count on it, Eddie said gloomily. Time's weird over here.
Still...
Yeah. Eddie glanced toward Susanna, but she was sitting astride Roland's hip and looking at the numeric diamond with a daydreamy expression on her face. He looked back at Roland.
I'm pretty sure you're right about it being a combination. That must be what all those number pads are for.
He raised his voice.
Is that it, Blaine? Have we got at least that much right?
No response, only the quickening rumble of the mono's engines.
Roland... Susanna said abruptly. You have to help me.
The daydreamy look was being replaced by an expression of mingled horror, dismay, and determination. To Roland's eye, she had never looked more beautiful or more alone. She had been on his shoulders when they stood at the edge of the clearing and watched the bear trying to claw Eddie out of the tree, and Roland had not seen her expression when he told her she must be the one to shoot it. But he knew what that expression had been, for he was seeing it now. Ka was a wheel, its one purpose to turn, and in the end it always came back to the place where it had started. So it had ever been, and so it was now. Susanna was once again facing the bear, and her face said she knew it.
What? He asked. What is it, Susanna?
I know the answer, but I can't get it. It's stuck in my mind the way a fishbone can get stuck in your throat. I need you to help me remember. Not his face, but his voice. What he said.
Jake glanced down at his wrist and was surprised all over again by a memory of the TikTok man's cat-like green eyes when he saw not his watch, but only the place where it had been, a white shape outlined by his deeply tanned skin. How much longer did they have? Surely no more than 7 minutes, and that was being generous. He looked up and saw that Roland had removed a cartridge from his gun belt and was walking it back and forth across the knuckles of his left hand. Jake felt his eyelids immediately grow heavy and looked away fast.
What voice would you remember, Susanna Dean? Roland asked in a low, musing voice.
His eyes were not fixed on her face, but on the cartridge as it did its endless, limber dance across his knuckles, and back, across, and back. He didn't need to look up to know that Jake had looked away from the dance of the cartridge, and Susanna had not. He began to speed it up, until the cartridge almost seemed to be floating above the back of his hand.
Help me remember the voice of my father, Susanna Dean said.